Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody, another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. And it's a regular Monday evening, and we're glad that you have decided to spend some of your Monday with us. Whether you're in Fort Lauderdale or Fort Pierce or somewhere in between, I'm sure you're kind of glued to the news. We'll talk a little bit about that in a second. We have a very interesting show tonight because these are really very interesting financial times. Inflation is taking its toll on all of us. Markets can be very volatile. Interest rates can be a positive or a negative, depending upon where you are in your financial circumstances. We all worry about whether our money is going to last, and then what can we do about any of that, given the fact that we're not kids anymore? My guest has some of the answers to those questions and specializes in helping people like you and me navigate these very challenging times. David Rozell is here, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about David in just a moment. But first, a couple of things. One, we're all watching intently on the path of Hurricane Idalia. I think it's a hurricane now. It doesn't look like it's going to affect this area, but all of us have friends, relatives, acquaintances, grandkids in college, something going on over there. So keep an eye on it. I'm sure we're prepared. Florida is resilient in the face of hurricanes. But please keep your eye on it because we're going to be affected either by wind and or rain. And I want you to stay safe. The other thing I want you to stay safe from is COVID. I know I talk about it a lot, but COVID's real, and it's even more real today than it has been in a very long time. All of us are appreciative of the fact that COVID is escalating in our arena, in our area. And a lot of us have tests in the house, but some of those tests may be outdated. So I ask you to please check the dates, make sure that the ones are current. If they're not current, if they're expired, maybe get a couple of extra ones. If you think you might have contracted COVID, don't be silly. Call your doctor. There's great medication out there to help us recover as soon as possible. But let me get to my guest because that's the reason you tune in. Let me tell you about David Rozell. He is the founder and president of Rozell Wealth Management, which is located in Bend, Oregon, about as far away from the hurricane as you can get. For over 20 years, he has specialized in working with affluent individuals and families who are at or near retirement. His goal is to help people live the life they always imagined during these years. As a recipient of the Retirement Distribution Certificate from the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business, David excels in making complicated financial planning topics easy to understand. He's an accomplished speaker. He's addressed international audiences numbering in the thousands, including the Million Dollar Roundtable and Vistage Worldwide. He's also the author of three very entertaining books, which is the reason he's here tonight, because he has a new one. But they meld his passions for adventure and finance. So a book that we talked about once before is Failure is Not an Option, Creating Certainty in the Uncertainty of Retirement. Keep Climbing, he's an avid outdoorsman. I'm going to ask him about that in a minute. And his new book, In the Know, Turning Your Unneeded Life Insurance Policy into Serious Cash. David, welcome back to the show. How are you tonight?
Scott, I am doing great. Thanks for having me back on your show.
A pleasure. So why don't we start with your new book, because that's the newest part of the conversation. In the Know, Turning Your Unwanted Life Insurance Policy into Serious Cash. Why did you write it? What's it about? Why should people be paying attention to it, and why should they read it?
Yeah, for the last 25 years, we've been helping people that are appropriate get into life insurance policies, because we are firm believers in the positive impacts for those that are appropriate. But when we started reading the stats, about 90% of life insurance policies never pay a death benefit. Instead, they expire, they lapse, or they're surrendered. And just like your home, Scott, or investment portfolio, life insurance is a capital asset, meaning it could potentially hold significant value. And we found that most retirees have no idea that they can sell a life insurance policy that's no longer wanted or needed. And we've also read the stats that of those who have lapsed or surrendered their policies, nearly 90% would have considered selling the policy had they known it was possible. So we realized that it's time to be in the know. So we wrote I wrote the very first book on this subject matter, and we call it In the Know. And it's all about turning unwanted life insurance policies into potentially serious cash.
So as somebody who did what they shouldn't have done, which is exactly what you just said, I surrendered my policy, which I'll talk about, how does selling your life insurance policy compare to other money-raising opportunities that people may or may not consider?
Well, first of all, if there is a need for life insurance, there's no better way to leverage your money than a life insurance policy. You're paying pennies now to get dollars down the road for your family or your loved ones. But very often there's times where you no longer have a need for that policy. And when that happens, I recommend going through what we do for our clients, and we're happy to do for anyone, is go through a life insurance audit, where we look at the different options that they have. Most people think they only have three options, and that is keep the policy and continue paying increased premiums, because many insurance companies have been increasing the premiums over the years. Or if it's not affordable anymore, there's ways to tweak the policy, like decrease the death benefit to maintain an affordable premium. And then the third, which is what you did and which is what most people do, is if they no longer want or need it, they let the policy lapse. If there's any cash value, they could potentially take that if it's a permanent policy. But now there's this fourth option, which is to sell the policy. It's important to keep in mind that it's really meant for people who generally are 65 years or older. They no longer want or need that policy. And their health is not as good as it was when they first took out that policy. Generally, it's for people that have a life expectancy of 15 years or less.
It's a fascinating possibility or opportunity for people. I have done a show on life settlements in the past, but I'm the prime example of who you're talking about. I had a term policy that I didn't need anymore, and even term policies can qualify if, in fact, they have a conversion option in the policy. And then also there are people who, for example, are not eligible for reverse mortgages. So this really can be an important tool in the toolbox for people who are struggling with what we're about to talk about next, correct?
Absolutely. You know, there's a number of reasons why people may no longer want or need the policy. I just this week, Scott, became an empty nester. My daughter recently graduated from university, and my son just started university. And I've always had a significant amount of life insurance to replace my income if I were to die prematurely. But before long, my kids are going to be more successful than their dad, and they're not going to be dependent on any money coming from myself. And at that stage, I'll look at this life insurance policy and say, you know, I no longer have a need or want for the life insurance. But for those that still have that need, I highly recommend holding on to it if it's affordable.
And if people want to ask you more about this, I'm going to ask you again how they can reach you. But why, as long as we're on this subject now, if they have more questions about life settlement, how do they reach you to talk to you about it?
Well, I love talking, so one of the best ways is to pick up the phone and give me a call. I'm at 541-385-8831, and you could always email me any questions that you have. I'll be quick to respond. It's David@ RoselleWealthManagement.com. I apologize about that, but Roselle is R-O-S-E-L-L. wealthmanagement.com.
And we're going to give you an opportunity to do that again later. If you didn't listen, if you didn't write that down, audience, we will do that again, I promise. So we didn't talk about this, and I don't know why I remembered this. Do you have a place in Jackson Hole? Are you the place?
Yes, the Federal Reserve just met there.
Yeah,
on
that's
Friday
what I was thinking.
Saturday.
The timing couldn't be better. I don't know. I thought you had a place in Jacksonville, and I thought we talked about that.
Yeah, well, Heather, the love of my life, was born and raised there. She's a fourth generation Wyomingite, and she still has a house on the family homestead there. So we spend a lot of time in Jackson, and I'll never take that for granted. It's one of the more beautiful places on the planet.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might have been a good week to be there. You could have talked to all of the experts at the...
I am sure they would have loved to have heard from me.
That's all great. So, let's start talking about the markets, because the markets are nothing if not volatile today, right? I mean, you describe it as a yo-yo. How do you compare, or why do you compare in investing in the markets to that of a yo-yo, and then how do you manage that?
Well, I like to use analogies, and we have a lot of mountains here in Oregon as well as in Wyoming, and I want you to visualize a boy climbing up a mountain with a yo-yo, and the yo-yo represents the stock market. And as the yo-yo goes down, people are losing sleep, and as the yo-yo goes up, they're elated and happy. It goes back down, and their stomachs are churning. And what I try and do is teach people to focus on the boy carrying the yo-yo instead of the yo-yo itself, because interestingly enough, the boy and the yo-yo get to the pinnacle at exactly the same time. And if you focus on the yo-yo undulating up and down, you're going to have a coronary. And if you focus on the boy, it's a much more enjoyable ride.
It's interesting. So volatility, that up and down of the markets, is scary as can be, it especially for my audience and your audience, for people who are retired or near retirement. So a couple of things there. Should volatility be as scary as it is? And then how do you manage your coronary opportunity? How do you manage your emotion? How do you manage your emotions through that?
Well, a lot of it is by removing my least favorite word, fear, out there. And I always like to think that the four most expensive words in the English language are you ready for me, Scott?
Go for it.
This time is different. Every time is different. So back in 2008, when we had the worst market crash in history, worse than anything we saw in the Great Depression, the S&P 500 lost over 50% in 13 months. And millions of people said, "You don't understand, Scott. This time is different. Never before have the largest financial firms in every sector declared bankruptcy or no longer exist," so on and so forth. And millions of people sold out of their 401ks and sold out of their investment portfolios based on fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. And they said, you know, I'll buy back in when I have confidence in the market. And then the market started growing, and the market started growing. And now we go to 2023, and these people that are still in cash have lost opportunity because the markets are up over 500% since then. And as you know, history always repeats itself. So we jump ahead to, say, March of 2020. What happened in March of 2020? You mentioned it in your intro today.
Obviously COVID, right?
That was the week that we realized, wow, COVID. It's the first time that we're having a global pandemic in our lifetime. This time is different. In the stock market, based on people's fear of selling out of the market, based on this time being different, dropped. It dropped 34% in just over a week. And an estimated 20 million people got out of their 401ks during that time period. And now we jump ahead, just over 3 years later, and the markets are up over 80% since. So those people would have to pay an 80% premium just to get back in the market where they left off. So it's not timing the market, ladies and gentlemen. It's time in the market. When you time the market, you have to be lucky twice, when you get out, but just as important, you have to be lucky when you get back in. And there's never been a down stock market, there's never been a down real estate market that hasn't come back to hit an all-time high, ever.
I think the key ingredient in that is time, and of course, it's when we get to a certain age, time is less on our side than it is at other times in our life. And so I obviously want to talk about that. I want to talk about how inflation enters into this. I want to talk about allocation. I want to talk about so many of the other aspects of things that keep us up at night as we worry about our financial circumstances. If you're just tuning in tonight, I'm here with David Rozelle, who is the president of Rozelle Wealth Management. He's the author of a number of books that concern our financial well-being. He's an expert, and because he's in Bend, Oregon, he doesn't have an office on PGA. So what he's here to tell you tonight is without prejudice, and it's important for you to hear. If you have questions for David or for myself about financial circumstances, you can call us at 877-960-9960. It's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions, we make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight. For regular listeners, you know we're here every Monday night talking about issues that impact boomers and their parents. If you're a new listener, we're here every Monday night talking about those same issues. None of those issues more important than my guest tonight is talking about. That's David Rozelle, who is the president of Rozelle Wealth Management. We're talking about creating financial security for yourself and managing the ups and downs of a very volatile market and a very volatile time and staying the course. David, prior to the break, you talked about, you know, false evidence appearing real. You talked about time in the market as opposed to timing the market. I love the concept that you have to be right twice when you time the market. Any pointers on how to deal with that fear? Because let's face it, some of us get pretty nervous when we see the market down, you know, 5 or 6 days in a row, down 5 or 10 or 20% as it was last year. Any pointers for us?
You know, James Allen, the famous author of the book As a Man Thinketh, says fear will kill you as fast as a speeding bullet. I know that a lot of your listeners are addicted to news, and it doesn't matter whether it's coming from the right or the left. The reality is that fear sells and negativity sells. And I think part of it is really having more control on what we're letting into our lives. On a daily basis, they'll say, oh, the stock market's down 124 points today. What does that mean to anybody? They don't talk about the percentage that it's down. And it really doesn't matter what the stock market is doing day to day. All that matters is what it's doing over the next several years and over the rest of your life. And it's about removing fear by being really cautious of what information we're allowing into our life.
And, you know, that obviously is great advice. I remind people that those of us who stare at CNBC or any other news outlet for that matter, but those of us who are watching the stock market, there is only one thing that those outlets sell, and that's advertising. They don't sell anything else, so we got to be really careful about getting too upset. Let's talk a little bit then about asset allocation. That's a subject matter that it gets an awful lot of attention. How do you approach asset allocation with your clients and the people that you speak with?
Well, I'm going to start off by telling you another story. I mentioned to you earlier, Scott, that I have a son and a daughter. They come from the same parents, and yet they behave so differently from each other. It's incredible. You could say, really? They come from the same parents? Well, there's 24 main asset classes out there. And I'll give you examples. Large cap, mid cap, small cap, international, emerging markets, natural resources, government bonds, corporate bonds, so on and so forth. And they all come from the same parents called the market. But just like my kids, they behave so differently from each other. And 1 year one's up, and the next year it's the lowest performer. And it's all gyrating all over the place. Well, I wish I was smart enough to develop this, but it won a Nobel Prize in economics. It's called the Modern Portfolio Theory. And they proved that 90% of success does not come from owning that right pharmaceutical stock or that perfect mutual fund or getting in and out of the market and timing it. It comes from having a portion of your total portfolio in all the 24 asset classes and rebalancing over time. The difference is as we get closer to retirement or as we get closer to the end of our lives, we still own the same 24 asset classes, but at different percentages based on our age, our risk tolerance, and our time horizons. Because I'm a firm believer that as soon as you hit retirement, the return of your money takes precedence on the return on your money.
That's really interesting. How often do you suggest rebalancing? Because that's always been interesting. When I was, I don't do this now because I'm older and I'm not really actively investing in a 401k. But I used to rebalance once a year. Is there a formula that's best for rebalancing?
You know, rebalancing once a year is one time more a year than most people do it.
Right.
So kudos to you for doing that. We rebalance our portfolio once every quarter.
Do you? That's really interesting. Is there a simple way to invest in all 24 of those areas of interest?
Well, one of two ways. It's not very technical these days, but these days there's age-based portfolios. Most
right.
investment companies have them. So if you're investing for yourself, you can pick a year that you're planning on retiring, and say you put in the year 2040, and it'll determine what is the appropriate allocation towards fixed income or bonds versus equities or stocks. And you might not own all 24 asset classes, but you'll own a lot of them. And when we dissect most people's portfolios when they enter our practice, I'm always amazed that so often they own 2, 3, sometimes 4 of the 24 asset classes. And that very often is not going to lead to success over time.
Right, right. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with David Rozelle, who, if you're listening, you know, is really quite expert at wealth management, which is why he is president of his firm, Rozelle Wealth Management. He's also an accomplished author, written a couple of books that are of interest to financial planning, The Uncertainty of Retirement, and How to Turn Your Life Insurance into Necessary Cash. I have a lot more to ask David, but if you do, you can call him or me and talk to him at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm here tonight with David Rozelle. David is the president of Rozelle Wealth Management. We're talking about your financial future. And even if you're somewhat old like I am, there is a financial future, and managing it is really critical to not only the quality of your life, but the enjoyment of your life. And David is an expert in that. And as I said earlier, he is the author of three very impressive books. I'm going to tell you how you can reach him and find out more about what he does in a little bit. David, we were talking about time in the market instead of timing the market. We were talking about rebalancing. We were talking about asset allocation. Sometimes you can do all of that right, and then there are influences that upset the apple cart, if you will. One of the things that's doing that now, I think, is inflation. It's impacting all of us. You have thoughts on that and how we can navigate our way through this period of time?
Yeah, you know, inflation is a topic that's on everyone's minds. You can't go 24 hours without hearing a news story on it. And one of the reasons is that last year inflation hit a 41-year high. It was at over 9%. But the way I help think about the future is by looking at history, because history does repeat itself. We can go back to 1980. Inflation was 18%. That's what you were getting in the money market. Interest rates for mortgages were at that rate as well. But it really comes back to the law of averages. Any idea what inflation averages over time since 1900, Scott?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, most people don't. It's between 3 and 4%. So let's just say 3.5%. And so when you look at it on an annual basis, something that's $100 today, a year from now, will be worth $103.50. Not that big of a deal. But mathematically, at 3.5% inflation over 20 years, the cost of living doubles. So when we're planning our retirement, let's say you have someone 40 years of age and they're meeting with their financial planner and they say to him or her, you know, I would like to retire in 20 years at the age of 60 and I'd like to live on $150,000 net of taxes every year in today's dollars. Well, because the cost of living doubles every 20 years, there's going to have to be enough funds in the retirement account so that person who's 40 now can take out, instead of $150,000, they're going to need $300,000 to buy what $150,000 buys today. So now they're in day one of retirement. They're 60 years old. They're living on $300,000. And we know how fast the decades go by, Scott, and so do the listeners.
Right.
And 20 years into your retirement, you're now 80 years young. Both my parents turn 80 this year, and my dad still plays pickleball every day.
Yeah, bless him.
Graying means playing is what I like to say. And so that person, the cost of living is going to double again between age 60 and 80. And that same person, instead of taking out $300,000, is going to need $600,000. And if I were to go as far, because we know in your portion of the world, the fastest growing portion per capita of our population are centenarians, people 100 and older. And if that same person were to live to 100, that would double again the 600 to 1.2 million. Now, I know what a lot of the listeners are thinking right now, whether you're listening from home or in your car, you're saying, this is hogwash. At 40, 150,000, I'll need 300 by the time I'm 60, 600,000 by the time I'm 80, and that'll double again to 1.2 million. This, you're just trying to scare us. Well, then I'm going to ask you, I would bet almost anything that the listeners out there spent more money on their last automobile than their parents spent on their first home.
Right. And it is that is true. There are exceptions. Not only exceptions, there are changes in lifestyle that can reduce your actual need. You are talking about maintaining the identical lifestyle, which this seems easier said than actually done. But your point obviously is well taken, in that you have to have a long time look, which goes back to time in the market as opposed to timing the market, which I think is it's still very poignant analogy. Do the audience a favor again and tell people how they can reach you if they want to get copies of you. Also tell them how they can get copies of your books.
Yeah, well, you can get copies of the book at Amazon.com. You can get copies, order it at Barnes & Noble. You can reach them through me. You could reach out to me. Feel free to pick up the phone and give me a call if you want to talk. I could be, my direct line is 541-385-8831. And I also want to share with you, Scott, that you brought up a good point that a lot of people in their 80s and 90s don't spend as much money as they did when they entered retirement at age 60. And what we do for that is we call it the go-go slogo, and we kind of try and have fun with it and call it the no-go stage of life. And every year during the go-go, which is usually from 60 to 80, we're increasing people's income with their financial plans by 3 to 4% every year, so we're removing the inflation risk out of it. And then you get to a point, say at age 80, where you might not be doing the same activities, you might not be traveling internationally as much, you may or may not be driving, needing a new car again. And so we still increase the inflation rate, but we do it at half the rate, at 1.5%. And then when we get to 90, when our clients are with us, we top it off and do not increase. We top it off at that high income amount and just keep it at a 0%. And this really helps us plan, knowing that people tend to spend less and less money through the different stages of retirement.
Yeah, it is. I just heard a couple of listeners gasping for air as you were speaking. So I wanted to bring them down to earth. But your point is not lost, regardless. I mean, the point is incredibly valid in that inflation has always been, always will be, and it does impact the quality of our life and how we should plan going forward. And that is a very poignant point. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to David Rozelle. David is a noted author and the president of Rozelle Wealth Management. We're talking about your financial future. We're talking about retirement. We're going to talk about why he hates the word retirement. We're also going to talk about interest rates, and then we have a couple of other things still on the menu for you. But if you have your own questions for David, if you'd like to pick his brain, you can. All you have to do is call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
Long before most of us ever heard of COVID-19, Silver Solutions understood that growing older wouldn't always be easy, but it could be safer and more rewarding. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on creating physically safer homes for older adults, wherever home is. Whether you're senior-proofing your current home, downsizing to assisted living, or emptying a home after the loss of a loved one, Silver Solutions can help. To find out more about our services or to schedule a free virtual home assessment, call Silver Solutions today at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our specialists are deeply experienced, compassionate, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines, including the use of full personal protective equipment for your family's safety. You can't control everything in life, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on Silver Solutions.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody, here tonight with David Rozelle. David is the president of Rozelle Wealth Management, and we're talking about how proper planning and wealth management can help you live your best life possible in retirement. David is an expert on that very subject. He's written three books. We're going to tell you how you can reach those again before the end of the show if you missed the first two times we did that. David, it dawned on me that we still have a lot to talk about. I wanted to ask you about interest rates and whether you have any thoughts about whether we're done and how to take advantage of this rising rate environment, or can you take advantage of it?
Yeah, there's definitely the yin and the yang when it comes to interest rates, the good, the bad, the ugly. A lot of people have money in savings accounts and in CDs, and we all know that over the last chapter of life, interest rates were artificially held so low that we were lending our money to the banks and getting almost nothing in return. The Federal Reserve, who we discussed, met in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, this past weekend, continue to raise interest rates. And the reason they do this is it helps keep inflation at bay. Last year, we mentioned inflation was at over 9%, and now it's just over 3%, and they're still wanting to lower it. Their goal is to get it down, hovering just over 2%. What happens, though, on the negative side, is the cost of us to borrow money, whether we are purchasing a home through a mortgage or we're borrowing money as a business, has gotten quite high. Interest rates are high, so it's making it a lot more difficult, especially for younger buyers, to purchase a home. The other thing is when interest rates were held so low, it really hurt insurance companies. Insurance companies are forced to keep a portion of their income in cash accounts so they could pay back their debt in the form of death benefits. And they were getting nothing at the banks either. And so they were forced to go back to people, to premium holders, and increase those premiums. And that is really one of the reasons that led to us writing that book that we discussed earlier, In the Know, because so many people can no longer afford their insurance policies. And now they have that fourth option, which is to potentially sell the policy if it makes sense.
Right, right. So you're obviously a wealth of information. You have a tremendous amount of knowledge. You have experience. You have a lot of good ideas. Do you have any advice on how people can find a good wealth manager, good wealth planner?
You know, ask around. If you need a good dentist, usually you're not looking in the yellow pages or online. You're asking your friends who a good dentist is. Lots of times CPAs or estate planning attorneys, if you're working with those, are already working with financial advisors, and they're good resources. If you're an appropriate fit, we have lots of clients in Florida. All of our clients are people who are successful and at or near retirement, and we're more than happy to take you through a risk audit and get your confidence levels and the 8 risks that all retirees will face.
So if somebody's interested in doing that, give them how they can reach you one more time.
Yeah, the best bet would be to give me a call, 541-385-8831. And you could also email if you'd prefer that, and that's david@rosellwealthmanagement.com.
So why do you hate the word retirement? I know you do. You despise it. Why is that?
Well, I hate the word retirement, and I also hate the word hate.
Okay. Why do you despise the word retirement?
Well, you know, most people aren't aware of where the origins of the word retirement came from, but it comes from the Latin word retire, which means to end or be put out of use. And I don't care what age any of the listeners out there are, none of us want to end or be put out of use.
Right.
So
that's for sure.
We have clients who are independent of the paycheck. They sell their business. They get their gold watch if they are working for a corporation. And after a couple of years, there's only so much golf you could play or pickleball. And they choose to open up a business, not because they really need the income from it, but they don't want to be put out of use. And I would never call these people retired. I would say that they're financially independent. So I prefer financial independence over retired, because that doesn't insinuate that you're ending or being put out of use.
Do you have a point of view about when people should retire or if they should retire? I was having this conversation today, actually, right before we went on air. I mean, I'm going to be 74 in October, and I'm still going to work every day because it gives me purpose, but that's not for everybody. Is there the right answer to that question?
Yeah, my answer is when it will bring you joy. When I was younger, people still ask me, "Hey, Roselle, when are you going to retire? You're in the financial planning business."
Right.
And I used to have a goal as young as possible. As a matter of fact, it was right about this year. I'm turning double nickels, 55, in another week. And my goal originally
Happy
was
birthday.
55.
Right.
And I have realized I've seen so many people retire. And if you are your occupation and then you no longer have that occupation, by definition, you aren't anymore.
Right.
And I've seen so many successful people retire, and then after a couple years, they've lost their identity. They don't really know what to do with themselves. A lot of these people, of course, didn't have hobbies or grow their friendships over the years, which makes it harder. And my answer now is when someone says, "Roselle, when are you going to retire?" My answer is, "I already retired." And they say, "What do you mean? You're at your office." And I say, "I retired years ago from all the things I no longer wanted to be doing."
Right.
And so I've delegated the things at my work, because we all have things at work that we despise doing or we don't enjoy, and those are the things I delegate to staff who love the things that I don't like doing.
Right.
And now I plan on working another 15, 20 years. I'm going to follow you in your footsteps.
Yeah, no, that's a great philosophy. It really is. It's well said, too. I appreciate that. If you're just tuning in and you're now sorry that you missed listening to David Roselle because he tweaked your interest in just the last few minutes, I have good news for you. You don't have to miss the whole show, because tomorrow, around 1 o'clock, we will up and put it on your favorite podcast platform. All you have to do is search OMG I'm Getting. You can listen to this show or any of our previous shows. OMG I'm Getting on your Apple podcast platform or any other podcast platform. Of course, if podcasting isn't for you, and of course, as we all know, it's not for everybody, you can go to my website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfort Care, ComfortCare, regular listeners know you don't put a T in there. New listeners, listen up. Don't put a T in there. It's palmbeach.comfortcare, ComfortCare.com. Of course, there is no reason to ever have to recapture the show, because even if you're late to get home or you get out of work late, you can still listen wherever you are. You just have to download the iHeartRadio app to your smartphone and set a reminder for 6 o'clock every Monday on True Oldies in the Palm Beaches, and there we will be. And if that all doesn't work for you, remember that we simulcast. TrueOldiesFLA.com. TrueOldiesFLA.com. FLA.com every Monday, 6 p.m. Next week is Labor Day, but we still have a great show. You have to be living in a box not to see all the news surrounding weight loss. A couple of months ago, I had Dr. Jeffrey Kotzen on, and we talked about semaglutide. We talked about Ozempic. We talked about other ways of losing weight. Now we find out that losing weight can be good for your health as well, and that heart conditions are improving with the use of some of these drugs. It was a great show in June. It'll be even a greater show next week on Labor Day. So when you're on the way back from the beach or wherever you're coming home from, tune in at 6 o'clock and listen to Dr. Kotzen. In 2 weeks, truly one of my favorite people in the entire universe will be here, Dr. Leonard Hawk. Dr. Hawk is used to be the chief medical officer of Hospice by the Sea. He was the chief palliative care officer for Trustbridge when they merged and became Trustbridge. He has a lot to talk to us about. He's inspiring and instigating a great effort on a new way to have a patient-directed doctor's orders for life-sustaining treatment. He's an incredible speaker. He's an incredible guest. He has so much to offer. 2 weeks on September 11th, Dr. Leonard Hawk. But in the few minutes that I have left with my guest tonight, David Rizzell, David, you tell a great story about the important investment lesson you learned from the greatest mountaineer. Why don't you tell us that story?
Yeah, in my younger years, I did a lot of mountaineering, and I was in Nepal, and I like to share that story. But it really comes back to many years later, meaning the greatest mountaineer that's ever walked the planet Earth, a gentleman named Ed Viesters out of Seattle, Washington. And I remember Ed sharing with me, he says that most people think his goal when he's climbing Mount Everest, which he's successfully done 7 times without supplemental oxygen. It's incredible.
Wow.
He said, most people think my goal is to get to the top, he said. And then he responded and says, you know, that is not my goal because 80% of the accidents and 80% of the deaths happen on the descent. So he said, my goal is to summit, but then get back down alive to my friends and family. And when he shared with me that it's the second half of his journey that takes the most amount of risk and needs the most amount of planning, that was my aha moment to write my first book called Failure's Not an Option, because I realize that when we hit our financial summit, which is the first day of retirement, it's the last day that we're adding to our 401ks and our IRAs and our Roth IRAs, and it's the first day that we're going to start living off those funds. And we're living off them for 2, 3, and sometimes 4-plus decades. That it's the second half of our financial journey that also takes on the most amount of risk and needs the most amount of planning, just like climbing Mount Everest. So we realize that you can't be all things to all people. And the planning, the software, the investments that get us up the financial mountain are often very different than the necessary planning and investments that'll help us get down the financial mountain, which is to the end of your life, not outliving your resources and having true peace of mind. And so that's the focus of our practice, is helping people navigate the 8 main risks that they face and helping to ensure by updating their risk blueprint each and every year, because the only thing constant is in life is change. Right. It can't be a set it and forget it approach, and it really helps our clients with true peace of mind in their retirement years.
And for those who maybe have misjudged and now need some additional funds, you have written another book to tell them another way that they might be able to access money that they didn't realize they could. So tell us the name of the book, tell us what it's about in the minute or so that we have left.
Well, the one that we talked earlier is In the Know, Turning Unneeded Life Insurance into Serious Cash. It's just another option in your quiver that you have. If you have a life insurance policy that's no longer needed or wanted, there's an option if you're 65 and older where these actual life insurance policies could have cash value and have value to you, which could supplement your retirement living.
And how can people access all three of your books?
Well, they can access it at Amazon. They can do so by ordering it at Barnes & Noble. And you can get it through my website, which is davidrosell.com. davidrosell.com.
Failure is not an option. Keep climbing. And in the know, turning your unneeded life insurance policy into serious cash. That's David's newest book. The first two are earlier books. I encourage you to look at them, read them. I have. I think you will learn a lot. David, I can't thank you enough for making the time to be here again tonight. I mean, the information and the inspiration that you share is terrific. I'm sure a lot of people got a lot out of that, out of what you had to share tonight. I think you have some very good approaches, which is why I'm glad that you're here, because, you know, particularly down in this part of the world, there are a lot of people who are not as astute, as well-spoken, and as thoughtful as you are and have been tonight. So I can't thank you enough for making the time to be here. So I appreciate it.
Well, Scott, thanks so much. I hope as your listeners navigate their financial future, they also navigate Adelia, which I know is right outside your door.
It is.
As we're facing endless forest fires here in Oregon and asphyxiated with smoke in our community. It's people are wearing masks and not as much for COVID as it is for all the smoke that's in our area. So just wishing all the listeners only the best.
Yeah, I'm really sorry I didn't ask you about that, because I am aware of what you're going through as well. I have friends out in that part of the world, and so I wish you the same as you do us. I hope everybody stays well. Climate change is real, friends. I don't want to be political, but it is impacting us in ways that we never before thought it could. Anyway, I want to thank you all. I hope everybody has a great week. Have a great holiday next week. We'll still be here with Dr. Jeffrey Kotzen. Oh, my God. I'm getting older, so is my mom. We'll see you all. Stay safe. Good night. Thank you, David.